Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the deep dive. So for months now, if you've been watching the crypto space, you've probably seen all the headlines, right? Bitcoin, Ethereum, ETFs, institutions. But while, you know, all eyes were on the big two, something, well, maybe quieter, but potentially way more transformative was happening. We're deep diving into Solana today.
Yeah, exactly. Solana's kind of had its own institutional moment, but maybe not with the same level of mainstream fanfare initially.
But the numbers don't lie. Bitwise launched this Solana staking ETF, BSOL, they call it. Now, usually an ETF launch is pretty dry stuff.
Right.
This thing pulled in, get this, $69.5 million on day one.
That
makes you sit up and take notice.
It really does. And it forces us to look beyond just, you know, institutional adoption.
Yeah.
Our mission here for you, the listener, is to unpack this new feedback loop. It's a fascinating connection forming between, let's say, regulated Wall Street money and the very unique, decentralized, sometimes pretty wild risk culture of Solana.
That's the perfect way to put it, that intersection. Because Solana, it wasn't built to be like digital gold 2.0. Its whole identity was speed, low cost, scalability, which made it the natural home for high speed DeFi. And let's be honest, the meme coin casino, basically. So this institutional nod, maybe it wasn't so sudden after all.
Looking back, maybe not. The tech specs were always there, making it kind of inevitable. But what's really interesting is how the institutions came in. They didn't just accept the existing model. They pushed for something new. This ETF, BSOL, it's structurally quite different from the Bitcoin or Ether ETFs we've seen.
Okay, let's dig into that. That's section one. The crucial twist in Solana's ETF. What makes this BSOL thing and that $69.5 million inflow so different? Why is it structurally impactful?
Well, the twist is right there in the name, almost hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
The Solana staking ETF actively stakes the SOL that's inside the fund.
Right. Okay. So unlike a Bitcoin ETF, which just holds the asset passively.
Exactly. The Bitcoin ETF is pure price exposure. This BSOL product, it actually generates yield for the ETF holders by participating in the network staking mechanism.
Wow. Okay. That changes things fundamentally. It's not just speculation anymore.
It transforms it. It becomes a yield-bearing instrument.
Yeah.
It's basically taking a core DeFi economic principle, staking yield, and packaging it directly into a traditional Wall Street structure.
So the institutions buying BSOL, they aren't just placing a bet on SOL's price going up or down. They're actually sort of plugging into the network itself.
Precisely. Through the ETF, they're indirectly funding validator operations, supporting the network's security.
Yeah.
Their participants.
Must have knock-on effects for the network, right? For the economics of SOL itself.
Oh, absolutely. Immediate, non-trivial effects. Think about supply and demand. Every dollar that flows into BSL potentially means SOL has to be bought and then locked up in staking pools.
So it's taking SOL off the open market.
Effectively, yes. Removing it from circulation, which tightens the available supply.
Okay, but wait. Staking usually involves lockup periods, right? How does an ETF, which needs to be liquid daily, handle that? You know, people need to buy and sell the ETF shares easily.
That's the operational challenge for the ETF issuer, like Bitwise. They have to manage that liquidity. Wow. They likely use things like liquid staking providers, or they carefully manage the staking and unstaking timelines internally. But for the market, the key thing is that this institutional demand acts like a constant pull on the available supply.
Like a vacuum cleaner for SOL.
Sort of, yeah. The fund needs SOL to meet demand, and the staking function reduces the freely trading supply. So what happens?
Prices become more sensitive.
Exactly. Reduced liquidity means any significant buy or sell pressure, positive or negative, gets amplified. The price swings could become much sharper. Solana stops being just a retail playground and starts acting more like a serious macro asset, driven by these big structural flows.
Right. the stakes literally just got higher. So we have this institutional macro driver firming up the base. But we can't talk Solana without talking about the other side, the sheer energy, the memes.
Definitely not. That brings us nicely to section two, the fusion of infrastructure and culture. You know, the meme connection.
Yeah. Why did Solana become the place for meme coins?
It boils down to that core design. Lightning-fast transactions and incredibly low fees, like fractions of a penny.
Yeah.
On other chains, trying to trade a hot new token could cost you a fortune just in gas fees, especially during high activity.
Right, pricing out the small players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Solana removed that barrier. It created this hyper-social, almost gamified trading environment where meme coins could launch, go viral, and be traded like mad, all very cheaply.
And we saw the results. Bonk, Dog Whiff Hat, WRF. I mean, the list goes on. Billions and billions in cumulative volume. It became a speculative engine.
And here's the fascinating pattern, maybe even a bit paradoxical.
Yeah.
When the base layer, SOL itself, gets stronger, say, because of these sustained ETF inflows, that speculative energy doesn't just stay level, it multiplies. The rising SOL price, backed by institutional confidence, lifts all those smaller, riskier boats.
Ah, so it's like a positive feedback loop, but maybe a very volatile one.
Extremely volatile. More institutional confidence leads to a higher SOL price, which attracts more retail traders looking for action, which then fuels more meme coin launches, bigger initial liquidity pools for them. It just cycles up.
Okay, so how does that institutional money flowing into the respectable ETF actually connect to the, let's call it, the degen side?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. The capital doesn't just sit in a digital vault labeled BSOL. Mm-hmm. It has to be put to work, right? It flows into staking.
Through staking providers.
Yeah, through providers who then pay validators.
Mm-hmm.
And those validators, or the people running them, are often deeply embedded in the Solana DeFi and trading ecosystem.
I see. So it's not a direct line, but it connects.
Yeah. It creates this sort of invisible web of transactions. A huge institutional buy-in to BSOL could push up staking yields slightly.
Right.
That might make certain validators more attractive, pulling in more liquidity. And maybe some of that liquidity, or the operators behind it, then gets deployed into launching or trading the next hot meme token.
Wow. So you're saying a big ETF inflow could indirectly but traceably influence which meme coin pops next?
Potentially, yes. It's a subtle but powerful connection. The regulated money influences the underlying network dynamics, which in turn shapes the environment for decentralized speculation.
So for traders, the smart money, just watching price charts isn't enough anymore. Not even close.
Absolutely not. You have to track this entire flow. The signal for the next big meme might not be a tweet anymore. It might start hours earlier with a spike in ETF inflows that subtly changes validator metrics or liquidity pool compositions. You need to be watching wallets, pools, validator activity all at once.
Okay, that sounds incredibly complex. A huge information challenge. If money and narratives move that fast, how does anyone keep up? The edge seems to be all about having the right data, the right tools.
That's exactly it. Information asymmetry is king here. The challenge is connecting the dots between the macro, the ETF flows, and the micro, the on-chain meme coin activity, almost instantly.
So what kind of system could even do that? You'd need, what, massive data coverage? AI to spot patterns, the ability to see across chains?
Precisely. You need something comprehensive. Our sources highlighted platforms like Aave.ai as an example tackling this exact problem. They're building tools, often AI-driven, specifically for this high-speed interconnected environment. They understand that the institutional flow doesn't happen in isolation.
Okay, Aave.ai, what's their scope? To track that invisible web, you need more than just Solana data, right?
Oh yeah, way more. They're apparently pulling data from over 130 blockchains and more than 300 decentralized exchanges. It's that massive aggregation that gives you the potential visibility needed. You can spot cross-chain movements or on-chain signals that are just invisible if you're stuck looking at one chain or using basic tools.
Right. So bring it home for the listener. How does a platform like that actually help someone connect the dots?
Give me a concrete example of linking the ETF inflow to, say, finding the next 12 before everyone else.
Okay, picture this. Based on the kind of analysis these platforms enable, let's say there's a huge inflow into BSOL one morning. That's the macro event. You might then see staking yields tick up slightly. Using a tool like Aave.ai, a sharp trader could then observe almost in real time clusters of wallets suddenly becoming more active in specific validator pools. They're chasing that slightly higher yield. These aren't random wallets. They're often sophisticated players.
Okay, so you see the smart money reacting to the ETF flow's effect on staking. Then what? Then very quickly, you might see those same wallets start interacting with a brand new token contract just deployed on Solana. They're taking the capital, perhaps amplified by the rising SOL price, and rotating into the next speculative play.
Ah, I see. They're using the momentum.
Exactly. By tracking those specific wallet movements, seeing the ETF inflow translate into validator activity, mm-hmm. and then immediately into early buys of a new meme token, you could potentially spot the next viral hit before it even starts trending on Twitter or Telegram.
That is a serious edge. It's not just seeing the data, it's understanding the sequence and acting fast.
It's about synthesis and speed. That's why features like smart money tracking or an AI signal center that flags anomalies or real-time liquidity analytics are becoming crucial. They turn data overload into actionable insight.
And I guess the final piece is being able to execute instantly. No point seeing the signal if you fumble trying to make the trade.
Absolutely critical. The time lag between insight and execution needs to be minimal. So having integrated trading, whether it's via a web platform, an app, or even those Telegram sniper bots, becomes part of the edge itself. In this environment, speed is alpha.
So stepping back, this Solana ETF, BSOL, it feels like more than just another financial product.
It really is. It's a landmark moment, a true cultural convergence. You've got the precision, the scale, the discipline of traditional finance meeting the, well, the chaotic, innovative, high-energy world of Web3 right there on Solana.
Fusion. Okay, so what does this fusion mean for volatility going forward? Is Solana just going to be even wilder now?
It likely means volatility goes up in both directions,
yeah.
Double-edged sword. If BSOL keeps attracting steady, significant inflows, that builds a stronger base for SOL. Confidence grows, liquidity deepens.
But fuels bigger meme coin launches.
Yeah, potentially. They might launch with larger initial liquidity pools, attracting scale faster, higher highs maybe.
Yeah.
But the flip side is crucial. If those institutional flows slow down, or worse, reversing, if we see big redemptions from the ETF, that structural support gets pulled away. And those meme coins, often highly leveraged on that base layer confidence, could unwind incredibly quickly. Lower lows are just as possible, and maybe even faster.
So the key takeaway for you listening is you really need to watch the flows.
Absolutely. Success in this new game depends on your ability to see the liquidity shifts as they happen. You need to connect the institutional moves to the decentralized reactions in real time. Waiting for the news means you're already too late. The move is already priced in.
It's about seeing the cause before the effect ripples out fully.
That's the core of it. This whole situation, the Solana ETF, the staking dynamic, the meme energy, it's like the opening act of a brand new trading regime.
Mm.
The traders who figure out how to blend the data, the market intuition, and the execution speed, they're the ones who are going to define this next chapter in crypto.
So a final thought for you to chew on. As this unprecedented fusion of Wall Street capital and Web3 chaos plays out, which specific part of it do you think holds the biggest opportunity? Or maybe, where does the greatest, most sudden risk lie hidden? Something to think about as you watch this market evolve.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.